Culture.
Art and Money. Master Clash. A hidden letter offers an insight into disputes between artists and patrons.
The Time Capsule letter from 1990 was written in passionate all caps. Unearthed during a renovation of the Sainsbury wing of the National Gallery in London, it denounced the ornamental column within which it was hidden as a mistake. The author was absolutely delighted that, since his letter had been discovered, the column and its twin must have been demolished. The writer was John Sainsbury of the supermarket Sainsbury's, who, with his brothers, paid for the construction of the new wing with its high-concept design. It opened in 1991. He died in 2022. His newly publicised note is an elegant solution to an age-old problem: what to do when artists' visions clash with their patrons' tastes. Some well-off sponsors indulge the avant-garde urges of creative types, but others want a version of something they have seen before. Because so much cash is involved in architecture, they generally get it. Even Frank Lloyd Wright humoured clients who wanted fuddy-duddy features such as closets. The stakes can be higher than a paycheck. Legend has it that, offered two designs for the Hotel Moskva near the Kremlin, Stalin approved both. No one was keen to point out his mistake, so it was built with an asymmetric facade. Portraiture is a combustible art form for reasons of vanity more than technique. For centuries, portrait artists, to monarchs and Medicis, strove to draw a tricky line between flattery and verisimilitude. Charles V, a Holy Roman Emperor, leant on Titian to tweak the nose in a picture of his deceased empress. More recently, the power has swung to celebrity painters. Lucian Freud added the head of a male assistant to his portrait of Jerry Hall, a model and actor, complaining she had missed sittings. Artists and customers often row prosaically over late deliveries or payments, but some disputes are political. Asked to paint a mural in Rockefeller Center in New York, Diego Rivera sneaked in an image of Lenin. The painting was destroyed, but Rivera had his revenge. In a replica, he included a likeness of John Rockefeller Jr., a teetotaler, boozing in a nightclub. Michelangelo immortalized Vatican bigwigs he disliked in the Sistine Chapel. The face of an official appears in hell. A cherub makes an obscene gesture at a pope. A famous instance of a maestro's taste outstripping his master's came at the premiere of The Abduction from the Seraglio, an opera. Emperor Joseph II is said to have commented that there were too many notes, dear Mozart. Just as many as necessary, the composer replied. Poets have overdone it sometimes too. Ovid toadied up to the Emperor Augustus, but still wound up in exile on the Black Sea, probably because of his erotic verse. "Corporeal friends are spiritual enemies," griped William Blake, forced to subordinate his genius to his patron's pet projects. Like Blake, some innovative artists are vindicated by posterity. But in their lifetimes, many have felt thwarted by their paymaster's demands, venting their frustrations in grumpy letters or small gestures of rebellion. The defunct columns in the National Gallery are a heartening example of the reverse. The architects got their way, but Sainsbury had the witty last word.